Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our reading for today is titled, In Christ You Have a New Identity. And our passage is from Galatians 2, verse 20. Hear the word of the Lord. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Consider this. At the beginning of the security line in virtually every major airport is a security guard checking passports. The official looks down at the document, back up at you. Recently, some airports ask you to look into a camera, and either confirms your entry or asks you to step aside. In that moment, a passport validates who you are, where you are from, and if you are an upstanding passenger. Once approved, I have often experienced guards in U.S. airports pausing to say something to the effect of, "Enjoy your flight," insert your name. That last part always feels good. It almost makes it worth the wait in line. Almost. In Galatians 2:20, Paul articulates the details on the Christian passport for life in Christ. You could almost hear him saying in any place where his true identity is being reviewed, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. While the phrase in Christ does not appear in this verse, this is a true union with God in Christ passage. Sitting at the heart of Paul's theology and vision of the gospel, this verse is a crystallization of Paul's deepest belief about our identity as Christians, those who he says are in Christ. We are no longer identified with the law, Galatians 2:19, or who we were before we met Christ. Ephesians 4:22-24. We are identified with Christ, even to the degree that Paul will say that Christ is actually the one living through him. It's here that we must pause in our study of union with God in Christ to embrace a halting reality. Paul is not after us just becoming like Jesus, though he does use this language from time to time. He also does not talk about Jesus as if he is primarily on the outside working on Paul's life. Paul is identifying himself with the Lord who inhabits him, the Spirit who inhabits him. Paul has put every other identity behind him other than Jesus and his belovedness to Jesus. We are called to do the same. Here in Galatians 2:20, he does not define himself by the ideologies, the isms and ists of his day. He aligns himself with Jesus. He belongs to Jesus. He answers only to Jesus. He obeys only Jesus. He does not blend his allegiances. Jesus is the only Lord for Paul. Early Christians were discipled to do the same. When people look at your spiritual passport, the person looking at you is in for a treat. May they see Jesus, who is in you as you are in him. John 15:4-5. Paul emphasizes this true and profound unity with Christ as he places himself with Jesus in his crucifixion, participating with Jesus in his crucifixion. Because in Adam all die, the first Adam, so in Christ we are all made alive, the second Adam. 1 Corinthians 15:22-42-45. Paul has died to his old way of life and the old passports that held his identity, His new passport declares that he is in unity with his crucified master. As one scholar put it, the cross, like all prophetic and charismatic acts, is a creative event. Indeed, it creates a new horizon, a new world. Because of the cross, Paul has a new horizon, a new world, a new self. And so do you and I. May you be able to say today that you have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. May you be able to say, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is union with God in Christ. This is your new identity. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you, and you are in me. My identity is with you on the cross. My identity is with you in your resurrection. I want to embrace this new identity and to be able to say, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. Can you say that you have put every other identity behind you other than Jesus? Talk about the processes in your life that led you to choose your identity in Christ over other identities that vied for your allegiance. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Will.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.